Welcome to the latest podcast in our series covering HPE Superdome Flex. This is HPE's high-end mission-critical server designed for in-memory computing. This platform is ideal for customers migrating off Unix or scaling up from small or medium x86 servers. Typical applications are SAP HANA and Oracle and the like. In this podcast, we'll be discussing the RAS, that is reliability, availability, and serviceability features of Superdome Flex. And I'm delighted to be joined by Anurupa Rajkumari, who is worldwide HPE Superdome Flex RAS expert. Welcome, Anurupa.
It's great to be here, Rick. Thanks.
Good. So I'm just going to ask Anurupa about five questions that are important to customers and partners and people operating in this environment, particularly people that might be new to coming to this platform. So Anurupa, the first question I've got is, you know, despite the best intentions, faults will occur. So doesn't this mean that the server is going to go down anyway?
So high availability is crucial to our customers, and that means the system needs to continue running even when faults occur. And by the same token, if a system does go down, it has to have the system support aimed for minimum downtime and quick recovery. RAS features are ingrained in our product design to deliver our goals to achieve the five nines in system availability. There are different HPE features we have deployed across the hardware, firmware, and the OS layers that allow a mission-critical system like the Superdome Flex to keep running. Resiliency features in the hardware like the ADDDC, Fabric Adaptive Routing, really help us meet this goal. Firmware and OS also plays an important role here to enable the system to recover from uncorrected errors. And we have features like the LER, which stands for the Live Error Recovery, which firmware and OS takes advantage of to recover from I/O errors. LER containment helps prevent uncorrected errors from going out to persistent storage space. In addition to the containment, actually, we also have special firmware hooks that allow the OS to recover from these I/O errors, limiting the impact to the I/O root port that saw the bad transaction. And this firmware OS recovery is a key differentiator. And Rick, as we talk, one will come to see how Superdome Flex stands out uniquely across the x86 platforms, or as a matter of fact, any comparable high-end servers in the current market in terms of RAS capabilities.
Anurupa, thank you. So obviously there's a lot more to it than just being a standard platform. There's quite a lot of extra added value gone in there. So that's great. Thank you for that. My second question is, you know, servers such as Superdome Flex, they contain a lot of memory, and we get more servers with more memory. Surely this means more potential memory failures. Won't that bring the server down?
Yes. So I have a very good set of features that I want to talk about to address that. Superdome Flex stands out here again in terms of its capabilities to withstand memory error events. Memory error handling is a key component to the RAS stack we deploy on mission-critical servers. There are quite a few resiliency features that effectively help the system to stay up when encountering memory errors. Say first and foremost is the ADDDC. It stands for Adaptive Double Device Data Correction. Most of the industry standard servers have single device data correction capability to protect from a single DRAM failure. Superdome Flex servers are equipped with the advanced RAS capable SKUs of the Skylake processor family that has ADDDC, as well as special HPE firmware algorithm designed to take utmost advantage of this feature. ADDDC allows for the system to withstand failures in two different DRAMs in the same rank, providing that extra protection. When a hard single-bit error is detected on a DRAM, firmware performs pairing of that memory cache lines, putting them in lockstep at a bank level or a device level, depending on the scope of the error. It then maps out those bad DRAM bits by copying it to the spare DRAM. When another DRAM occurs, SDDC is still available for that lockstep pair. So Superdome Flex Analysis Engine then sends out notification to help customers plan for a quick downtime to replace any bad DIMM while the system is up and running. So Partition OS is not aware of this event handling. This combination of the hardware and the firmware error processing and alerting provides an extra edge to the memory error handling solution that we have on Superdome Flex. Second one is that the Superdome Flex partition firmware also has special code to handle numerous types of initialization failures that are found during memory self-test. It is able to continue booting for majority of the memory failures by disabling bad DIMMs. We also have the patrol scrubber. So what firmware does is it sets up the memory patrol scrubber to continuously run and scrub the entire memory range once every 24 hours. So what it does is that it corrects any transient errors found and helps avoid accumulation of the errors that can lead to uncorrected error events. And if an uncorrected memory errors do happen, if they're encountered during demand reads or patrol scrubber runs, the OS can still recover as long as the memory address belongs to the user virtual address space. So what OS will do is it will map out that bad memory address, and for demand reads, the impact is limited to the process that was using that memory address, and the rest of the apps keep continue running. So there you go. You have all these different features that we have applied on a Superdome Flex that can help encounter memory errors.
Well, that's good. As I said, you know, there's more servers in the world, and they have more memory. So it's good that that we can understand that even memory errors and even double memory errors can be survived, which is great. So, point number three, Anurupa, is how can any faults be prevented from reaching higher up the stack to the operating system, the apps, or even the data?
So HPE mission critical servers have, for a long time now, used a firmware-first approach on its generations of servers. It serves as the foundation for HPE's fault management. Superdome Flex utilizes the EMCA2, also known as the Enhanced Machine Check Architecture Gen 2, that comes with the advanced RAS queues of the Skylake processor family. And firmware-first, what it does is it enables the partition and the platform manageability firmware to get notified first for both corrected as well as uncorrected error events. And what it does is it allows firmware to log and analyze the error condition and contain the fault before the OS ever gets a chance. For cases where errors are hardware corrected or firmware correctable, firmware logs and takes recovery actions. These faults are actually not reported to the OS and the system continues running. A very good example is the ADDDC that we talked about, where OS is not aware of this hardware and firmware handling of the error. Another feature that I would like to mention here is the fabric adaptive routing. Superdome Flex's interconnect has capabilities to withstand a failed component and can dynamically route traffic around it without requiring any interaction with the OS. And at the same time, it will avoid an unexpected downtime. There are multiple paths connecting the different compute nodes, and when a failure in a link occurs, partition firmware gets notified. Partition firmware then logs and processes the error. The bad through link or the ports are then called out by the analysis engine for servicing. Subsequent transactions that then use the failover path so that the system can keep running with the same performance. So even though the firmware first feature is part of the Intel Xeon processor family, HPE Superdome Flex most effectively utilizes this to provide a comprehensive error handling solution that covers all error categories and different hardware components like memory, I/O, fabric, and CPU faults. It has done so by developing special firmware design and algorithm around it to log, analyze, perform self-healing actions, and send notifications to alert customers and the HPE backend support engineers. And Rick, this OS agnostic approach has helped provide a uniform solution with different OSs running on the Superdome Flex partitions. This approach is key to successfully deploying RAS content effectively and for us to be on schedule and delivering it.
Cool, thank you. That's also very, very reassuring. So, question number four. I mean, errors can occur in a number of subsystems that you've just mentioned, including memory, I/O, fabric, to mention a few. How are they handled and how are they reported?
Very good question, Rick. I want to, you know, take a few minutes here to describe how the analysis engine covers this. The analysis engine is an on-system solution available on Superdome Flex. It runs on the management controller, the RMC or the ERMC. It provides a one-stop central location for diagnosing hardware faults in the entire complex, be it memory, I/O fabric, or the CPU faults, like you mentioned, or even other components like the power supplies, fans, and voltage regulators on the system boards. On a typical x86 system, when an uncorrected error event happens, the system will perform memory dump if it can, followed by a reboot. But it would only have minimal raw error information logged and with a faulty hardware component still part of the configuration. What will ensue then is a loop of system coming up, encountering the same problem during boot or when the system starts running again, followed by a reboot, and this continues, right? So this would happen until a person looks through the raw data and core dumps, understands the failure, decodes the faulty through, and replaces it manually. You can see this would severely affect a customer, causing delays in getting back to the same productivity level. So the analysis engine stack was really designed to address this issue, with the goal to provide an automated solution to enable systems to recover from a fault, as well as notify system administrators and management software such as HPE OneView and the HPE Insight Remote Support. This effectively reduces the amount of time spent on getting the system back up and running. So let us go into some more details about it, how it works. It has several different firmware components that play together to provide a cohesive end-to-end flow of error handling. First and foremost are the entities that cover error logging across the complex. This includes the BIOS and the OS for CPU, memory, fabric, I/O components that they manage, as well as the manageability firmware for complex through components like power supplies, fans, and the voltage regulators that I mentioned. There's also an out-of-band error logging support to cover scenarios where the partition firmware is not capable of performing error logging for fatal error conditions. And this out-of-band logging is a huge differentiator and helps debug rare and complex fault conditions as well. The analysis engine feeds on these error logs from the various firmware components and applies rules for supported symptoms. If the error information maps to a symptom rule, it marks the hardware as bad and also disables it to allow the partition to come back up without it to avoid encountering the same fault again. These updates get reflected on the through health for the complex. Additionally, it also generates a service alert to the HPE Insight Remote Support with a summary, a description, a cause and action, along with the through information like a part number for replacement. And in some cases, it also provides this additional data around it to help with further root cause. The service alerts that are sent to the IRS allows the HPE backend engineers to monitor and provide immediate service whenever needed. And a corresponding Redfish alert also gets generated to the HPE OneView for each of these service alerts. This allows customer to monitor faults across multiple systems in a data center. And so you can see how a customer, you know, can keep track of hundreds of systems that they have to manage. A UV dump is another powerful legacy analysis tool that we have. It is also integrated with analysis engines such that a presence of a UV dump result can be found with rest of the CAE or the analysis engine output with a pointer to the UV dump summary file. So it does cover a comprehensive set of analysis, and you can see how the customers can take advantage of it.
Cool. Thank you, Anurupa. Now, for my final question, up until now, we've been talking quite a lot of technical detail, which is obviously very important to make sure the system's going to be up and running. But just moving on from the technical side of it, what do all these error preventing, correcting things that you've described, what do they mean to a customer?
So, Rick, the current IT business operations are not any more local to a specific region or a time zone. They have to meet the nonstop, round-the-clock service demands brought upon by customers around the world. Any glitch that can halt the system has now far-reaching consequences more than ever. Companies need to meet this business continuity as well as the ability to respond quickly to any change. This makes it all the more important to use systems that have infrastructure with high performance, RAS capabilities, and end-to-end security. RAS is one of the key pillars. Infrastructure that can continue to run reliably with minimum downtime can make a huge difference in determining not only bringing positive results, but also in shaping the image of a business. Superdome Flex servers, with its numerous hardware features and extended firmware architecture designed to tie together all the information and provide results to enable systems to keep running, stands as a compelling product that customers can rely on. It allows customers an easy way to approach error diagnosis via notifications and system health updates available on the management software, and at the same time being backed by a world-class HPE customer support service. And Rick, we continue to work on enhancing this experience on future Superdome Flex products.
Awesome. So, bottom line, customers can be very sure that applications they're deploying on Superdome Flex servers have got the best foundation possible for reliability, availability, and serviceability. That's great to hear. Anurupa, I'd like to thank you for your time and for the answers that you gave us there. So, thank you very much.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Rick.
Good. And one last thing, please stay tuned for an upcoming webcast where we're going to focus on HPE Superdome Flex performance. So that'll be upcoming. So that's the end of this podcast. I thank you very much for your time.